Governor Parnell wants to make a college education available to more Alaskans. In a speech to Anchorage High School students today, he proposed a scholarship program that would pay as much as 100% of tuition costs for students at any university or job training center in the state. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Governor Parnell told students at Anchorage's West High School that they need to be sharper, that more of them need to stay in school to graduate and be ready for secondary education. In presenting the governor's performance scholarship program, he called it a way of guaranteeing their futures.
It's for those students who want to work hard, move their lives forward, change their direction, and just keep advancing forward. So with some hard work, we're willing to invest in you beyond high school. We're willing to give you that chance to make it if you're willing to invest more of yourself and stay in school. No longer are finances to be an insurmountable barrier, nor the fact that you can't qualify for other scholarships. If you're willing to work hard, we're willing to invest in you.
The program would pay 100% of tuition costs for every graduate with an A average, 75% for those with B averages, and 50% for those with a C-plus average. Based on merit, those payments would go to students from any Alaska high school who's taken 4 years of math, language arts, and science, plus 3 years of social studies. They could attend any university or job training institution in the state. The average tuition cost for a student at the University of Alaska this year is $4,500, and increases have been approved that will jump that expense to more than $5,000 in the fall of 2011. The university's current scholarship program, Alaska Scholars, is available to those who graduate in the top 10% of their high school classes, and it pays the first $11,000 in tuition costs. The governor says the funds for the scholarship would come from the earnings of $400 million he wants the legislature to set aside during next year's session.
I don't want the scholarships to be a drain on the general fund and to detract from education funding or public safety or anything like that. So in fact, 20, 30 years from now, the state should still have that $400 million, but we'll have a better trained, better educated workforce.
Getting the program through the legislature might be a heavy task, though. House Finance Co-Chair Mike Hawker was not briefed on the program in advance. He says the announcement leaves a lot of questions unanswered. He raises the question of finding $400 million at the same time lawmakers are looking for $1 billion for local schools next year. He also needs a definition of a high school graduate, one that transferred in at the end of his senior year, or one that had been in Alaska for 4 years. Hawker says he'll have hearings on the program, but he's not ready to predict an outcome until he gets answers to his long list of questions.
What is the program really going to be about? How is it going to be paid for? What is it really projected to cost into the future? And will it really accomplish the goal of education in this state, which is certainly to help students, but remembering that not all students pursue vocational or collegiate education? Is it a fair program?
Hawker says he'll also wait to see what other priorities are on the legislature's agenda for next year's session. For example, he says meeting the energy needs of South Central residents will be a much higher priority for him. Parnell says 22 other states have merit-based scholarship systems, but he expects the details he's now preparing will change through the legislative process. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.